Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Where yesterday's news is today's news.
Is that on your cards?
Very strange.
Yes, it is a strange world we live in.
Well, that's funny.
Master Jell. Thank you, Richie. That's very sweet of you. Richie McFadden, Rich. What did I talk to you? I called you about something yesterday. I forget what I called you about. I think I actually called you a compliment.
Did you say it on the air?
Yeah, no. It was a complimentary conversation.
I can't remember what it was about.
Yeah, okay. So it was very important.
It was exciting.
It was exciting. Always exciting to get a call from me. Jennifer Horn is here from the West Coast. Ken Kessler is on the Left Coast as well. Was Limbaugh the first person to call it the Left Coast? I think he was, wasn't he?
It had to be around before.
You think?
Yeah.
Before that? Really?
I mean, we can give him credit for lots of things,
sure.
But I don't know about that.
This week in Connecticut, the high court there said, let them live. As in 11 death row inmates. 11 death row inmates spared.
You know, there's actually a wiki page for the Left Coast.
Is there? Connecticut got rid of the death penalty 3 years ago, but that change did not apply to the 11 prisoners who were already on death row. Now, the court says that executing them would violate the state constitution. It went to the state Supreme Court and was deemed cruel and unusual punishment. So, the Connecticut decision on the death penalty is a hot topic not only there and around New England, but all around our country because of the discussion in the past year about lethal injection drugs. They have been accused of being cruel and unusual, and because they botched so many. I don't understand what happened, though. They've been using the same stuff for years. So how kind of all of a sudden in the past year...
Is it
not working, right? Especially when you use it for dogs and cats and anything else you want to be euthanized, the same stuff. So I don't understand. Does anybody have a better, clearer picture than I do?
I just wonder if there's more media scrutiny now.
Really?
And maybe this is an old problem that we just didn't know about. They didn't care.
Well, that could be. Yeah, listen, anything's possible, right? Speaking of that, why? I'm asking why because I'm not sure I understand this charity that brings albino children from Africa, mostly from Tanzania. They are being brought here because if they are left in Africa, they're hunted down by various tribal interests who think, because of their superstitions, that these albino children are worth a lot of money. That is, they kill them and they sell their body parts on the black market. They take, you know...
What?
Well, that's not clear to me. I just think that we have, you know, we are so isolated, to the point of being insular here in America. We realize that we have a wonderful life. We have, most of us, enough money to have a roof over our head, 3 squares a day, get around fairly easily. And we have communication. We can watch television. We can go to the movies, read books. We can do all of these things. We can expand our mind if we choose to. We can do all kinds of things. In these areas of the world, there are no choices for life, much at all. There are no choices of what you do for a living because there's nothing to do. So many of these people, by the hundreds and hundreds of thousands, just exist. And that's it. I mean, you can't even begin to imagine what life is like just as an existence. And you wonder if there is an infinite intelligence, a supreme being, why would this be part of the creation? Anyway, there is a charity that's trying to help these albino children, get them out of there before they are killed. But under the circumstances, this is really... It takes you back when you understand how backward much of the rest of the world is. If it were a place where there were Americans who went to visit on tour, if there were vacations in these areas, or there were a lot of presence of Westerners, this would never happen. But there are many places in deepest, darkest Africa that nobody ever goes. Nobody goes to these places. I remember when I went on a tour of the Horn of Africa.
That's my African cousin.
The Horn of Africa, yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
Am I getting too serious? So it's time for us to have a little, am I?
Really? A little bit.
A little
bit.
Yeah.
We're just having a hard time bouncing with you here.
Are you? I haven't been that. What did I bounce off of?
We started with death penalty drugs, and somehow we ended up with albino African children.
Well,
so it was just, you know.
Okay, so here's what I really want to do.
But I got caught up on my email there.
I'm just going to point out the fact that albino children in the U.S. are not killed, but they are also treated differently. I mean, it's a terrible condition.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
We had an albino guy at my high school.
Actually.
What'd you say, Richie?
I was just going through my Johnny Winter collection, actually.
See, I'm trying to have people understand that this is a bit of a problem, and you don't take me seriously.
No,
it's okay. I was probably too serious.
Who would ever even think about the
plight of albino children
in Africa?
Yeah, okay.
Right.
So let's
NPR
talk.
NPR of you, Doug.
Listen, every once in a while I got to sound like I have a credible reality here. Okay. Here's what I would like to do. Would you? What is it? What?
She's her own party.
She is. It's okay. All right, let's all of us have a party.
Okay. Somebody says albino and I just get excited.
13 past the hour.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Edgar Winter. So we need to connect the dots here. Edgar Winter is perhaps our most famous...
Actually.
Johnny Winter, right. Edgar's brother. Most famous albino performer in the music world, probably, right?
Johnny sadly passed away.
He was most popular in the 70s. Rock and roll Hoochie Coo was his signature song. All right, come on. Let's get back to business here. I have a challenge, and you're welcome to join us in this 888-302-3684. I have not looked here, but I have it on good authority that the post office is highly touted in Yelp. So I thought, as a target, most of us, and you could say, well, why do I need a target? Because I feel like what Jennifer just said, it may be true. I'm getting a little heavy, and so let's lighten it up a little bit. What can we do? Go to Yelp and see the reviews that are posted for the post office. United States Postal Service, UPSP, whatever it is, UP, what is it?
USPS.
USPS, that too. All right? And we're going to go through some of these reviews on Yelp for the Postal Service in just a minute. And you're probably going to say, yikes, to Yelp. 15 past the hour on Good Day.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money. Or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Many remember Mel Gibson portraying then Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore in We Were Soldiers, but few know today's West Point cadets follow tactics more developed in Vietnam.
We wanted to pursue him to the death. I was taught at West Point, when you defeat an enemy on the battlefield, you pursue that enemy to the death. Finish the job.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. To hear more on Hal Moore's story, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime
is
a good time.
Good time.
for the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Barrett Jackson, the world's greatest collector car auction, returns to Las Vegas, Nevada, September 24th through the 26th. Hundreds of the most sought-after, unique, and valuable automobiles will once again cross the auction block. Be part of the three-day lifestyle event and energy that is Barrett Jackson, and the only way you're going to know is to show up. It's coming soon to the Mandalay Bay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't forget, tickets are available at BarrettJackson.com. That's BarrettJackson.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/29/15.
Hi, it's now, what do we have, 17 after the hour? That's what we have. What do you have? You've got the same as I do. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Richie McFadden, and reviews of Yelp. And Yelp doesn't really do the reviews. They just allow you to post your
people,
view.
Right. It's right. Warm for and people to post.
Yelp is popular. How do they make money? Of advertising on
their
site?
Yeah, they got ads running all down the right side there.
Right. Okay. So do you have general reviews, Richie?
No, I actually did my local post office.
That's what I was going to say. Let's go to Los Angeles.
More fun.
I just did the first one that came up, and I got the Brooklyn.
Brooklyn, okay.
Okay, so
Jennifer, you start.
Okay, so I just typed in, this is my very local Sumlin post office, and I have to set the stage. The first one is from Tora M. She gives them 4 out of 5 stars and says, the employees are kind and courteous, there's rarely a line, and when there is, it goes fast. I love all of their stamp selection, all of this stuff. Well, Susan C. says, or I'm sorry, Denise A. says, this place shouldn't even get a star. Place sucks, and all these losers that give it 5 stars are fake. They must work there. They lost my mail 3 times, including money, postal and sector needed at this area. Most people that do bad reviews, I've noticed their spelling isn't so good.
Right, yeah, because they're just ranting like bang, bang, bang on the keyboard.
EM says, 1 star, this place is a nightmare. They really rarely have enough people working there. They don't often differentiate the passport line from the mail line, so you can be stuck for literally hours in a line of 8 people. Avoid. Today was 3rd in line and waited 35 minutes. This is typical. Boo. Oh, this is a good one. Lenny from Sunland says, 1 star, this place, they are rude and uptight. Our mailbox is like 10 feet in from the street. One day a friend stayed over with their dog and was in the front yard, so the mailman did not deliver. Days go by with no mail, so I go to the post office to see what's up, and then they made me wait for a manager to tell him that no mail will be delivered to this address until the mailbox is moved to the street, and dog gone.
My son was in the Santa Monica post office the other day. There were 14 people in line. He waited for almost 40 minutes, and there was one person at the counter and 3 people walking around. And that's what sort of go. When he told me that story, I remembered my own. I've been to some bad post offices. There's nothing worse than the Santa Monica post office. Nothing. So every bad, I'm looking at 4 packages being stuck since March. They can't get them out. That kind of stuff. What did you start to say, Richie?
Here's one that's great for Brooklyn, New York. If you live in this area, you got about a 60-70% chance of your mail being delivered. I mean, delivered to you. About half my mail is not addressed to me. They go out of their way to treat their customers like garbage. 1 star is 10 stars too many.
Yeah. Kenny, did you find anything good?
Yeah, Dean says, there is no other option. I just think that the post office serves itself. When will we get another option for letters and documents?
You do.
Meaning
you do.
Certified. Email.
Yeah, email or FedEx or UPS or something like that.
Here's one. Dear God, I hate this place.
All right. A little levity in the morning. 21 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Stars this week in 1983. Stevie Nicks by herself has the number five position. Stevie Nicks, yes, of... Okay, this is a quiz. You want to help us?
Sure.
Stevie Nicks was with a guy in a beard. His name was Mick Fleetwood. Fleetwood, good day. Mick Fleetwood. So, how did she do on her own, or how does she do on her own, versus how she did with Fleetwood Mac?
She did very well on her own.
Yeah. Didn't she have a drug problem for a while?
She's big one. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's okay now, apparently.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she is.
So.
Anyway, excuse me, Richie. This day, 1983, saw this song in the number five position. As we review the top five, people love our musical focus. And so every hour at this time, we have some sort of musical focus. Stevie Nicks, Stand Back, number five this week, 1983. Number four belonged to Michael Sambello. Another good pop song, I think. Everybody agree?
It was good from the movies aspect of it.
How so?
Because fame?
Flashdance.
And Jennifer Beals is hot.
One of those F meals. Movies. And this was about her? The song was about her?
This was during one of the dance scenes. Mm-hmm. Where she's jumping all over the place.
Jumping all over with her arms going up in the air,
yeah. Which is actually the, when she was during the tryout scene, right?
Yeah. All right, another good moving song from this date, 83. Remember, this is sort of on the cusp of the disco era. Donna Summer, number three. 1983. 32 years ago. Good tune, though, right? Can't sit still with this playing in the background.
Good stuff.
Or foreground. Another one of these groups from that era that did very well, the Eurythmics. Annie Lennox. Dave Stewart, I think. And they're all together in this, right?
Yes, they were then.
Yeah, they were then. I told you, Dave Stewart was at Uri Geller's wedding.
Yeah.
Andy Lennox wasn't there. He was dressed in a pink suit with white stripes, and he had big glasses that covered half of his face. Like, is that typical of his attire?
Rock stars, man.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
Yeah, nothing. His character, though. Very short guy, little guy.
They all are.
Yeah. All right, number one.
Rock stars, 5'2".
It's one of my faves of all time.
That's why I never made it.
Really, because you're too big, is he? I got it. It's not that you don't have talent.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it. The Police, number one during this week in 1983. Every breath you take. This is something very important for you to keep in mind as you're going through your day. Make sure you breathe. And I don't mean just normally, but four or five times during the day. Just take a moment or two and breathe. Put your hands over your head and bring them back down again. Do it four or five times. Bring a lot of fresh air into your lungs, and it'll change the mood and mode of everything you're doing. All right?
This song is pretty much about stalking his girlfriend, though.
Yeah, but that's not. Yeah, this song's not about that. You're right.
Yeah. You'll never get away from me. I'm always going to be watching you.
Always going to be watching you.
Always watching you. Even if you get that pesky little restraining order, I'll still be watching you.
All right, so number five this week in 1983, Stevie Nicks, Michael Cimbello in the number four position, Donna Summer number three, The Eurythmics number two, and The Police number one with this song. Coming up in the next half hour, if you have not gone to the website WeBeSisters.com, you might want to join us there because we're going there in a few minutes. WeBeSisters.com up next on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to compensation. Xarelto is a prescribed blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. Doctors have discovered they were unable to control or reverse serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding, pulmonary embolism, or stroke after taking Xarelto, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim, so call now for a free consultation. 800-630-6720. 800-630-6720. This is an advertisement, not attorney paid spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, San Diego, California.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guy, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sisters has got a martini in her hand, I think, in this video that we're
margarita.
Going to work on. Is it a margarita?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, the Doug Steffen Good Day program has been tested for viruses, and we're fine. We have software working all the time, and you can tell that by listening to how soft Jennifer Horn. All right, so Jennifer is here, and Richie is here, and Kenny is here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Many of you have heard Hillary Clinton say that she had the black vote all wrapped up. Black women especially would support her because of her attitude and her work for equal rights and, you know, all kinds of stuff that you would think would be easily attributable. There's a website that we have found called WeebySisters.com. And this is not the beginning. This is not the first post that they've done. They've been actually quite... since Donald Trump became the first choice for a lot of people, these people have been very, very vocal. I believe they are black sisters. Are they not? Are they cousins? Sisters?
I think they're sisters in the term of sisters. Are they real blood sisters?
I don't know. Their names are Diamond.
They don't say.
Their names are Diamond and Silk, and they stump for Trump.
Right.
And so they've been all over the media, and apparently this video that we're going to hear from them, they were scheduled to be on MSNBC.
Right.
And MSNBC wanted to know all of their personal information and then dumped them when they wouldn't give them the personal information. They got mad.
Tell you all, I appreciate all of the support from you all, from all of our viewers.
Yes.
CNN and Yahoo News and all of the countless radio stations.
Yes.
We really appreciate you all. But I just got something to tell you all.
Right.
Okay, NBC threw us up under the bus and backed that bus back up on us.
That's what they did to us.
Now, we were supposed to have an interview with NBC with a guy by the name of Steve Konosky. Well, because Steve Konosky couldn't get in our business and our personal life, he canceled on us.
Yes, he did.
Wanted to know who our children were.
Yes.
What was their name?
Yes.
Where we were.
Yes.
Where we lived.
Yes.
It was none of his business.
No.
So I decided, because you want to know what's wrong with us,
what's wrong with
let me find out what's wrong with you.
Let's find out.
So we found out that he used to work for Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, making donuts. Well, see, Panowski, if you don't want us on your show to stop for Trump, maybe you should go back and report news to them donuts. Yep. Or I tell you what, how about flying to the moon and making moon pies and talk to the moon about the news? You probably won't get no ratings, though. No. And how is it that they can invite Brian Lyon Williams back on MSNBC, but don't want to invite us on MSNBC to go ahead and stop for Trump?
That's
Listen,
right.
We are strong supporters for Trump.
Yes.
We stop for the Trump, okay? Yes. And I tell you what, you don't want us to stop for the Trump?
Yes.
On your show?
On your
we
show.
Will stop for the Trump right here.
Yes.
And I tell you what you do.
Right.
How about going and making honey buns? Make you some delicious honey buns and report the news to them. Because if you don't be careful, your buns is not going to have any ratings. No ratings whatsoever. For fooling with us because we haven't done nothing to you. We not paid by Trump.
No.
We not no imposter for Trump. We ain't never met Trump.
No, we
don't know Trump.
No, we
but
don't.
We know we want him to be president.
Yeah.
Okay? That's what we know. And what you ain't going to do, what they're trying to do, you all, they're trying to do hit pieces.
God,
they're trying to do hit pieces on us. They're trying to twist our words.
Yeah.
But if you want to know what I think,
what you
want to know what I got to say,
what you
all you got to do is tune in right here on our doggone station.
That's right.
If they don't want us to call and report for them,
that's right.
We will report it right here.
That's
we
right.
Stop it for Trump, and don't y'all stop stopping for him, too.
No.
I don't know what's wrong with MSNBC.
No.
But Steve Kanofsky, shame on you. Shame on you.
She needs some super beats.
As they do the same finger thing. It's hysterical.
Oh,
I said, I watched them for about an hour yesterday.
Did
and
you?
Just, I was, oh, God, it's so entertaining.
Funny stuff. It is entertaining. And the subtext is MSNBC screws us over because we stump for Trump.
Yeah.
They did
a video about Hillary Clinton's email scandal, and they were so funny. They were like, this is a case for the sisters. CSI sisters. Talking about how you have to look in the ground, and you have to look. There are all the places where you could look for Hillary
Clinton. It's called Hillary
emails.
Clinton, what the hell happened to your email?
and you can be sure, by the way, you can be sure that this stuff will get traction. And it's just what I find about this that I like more than anything else and like having my name on it is they're all engaging. There's something either funny, there's something dramatic, there's something to learn, there's something maybe sad. But we have all of these videos in the video of the day box at DougStefan.com. And it just it puts oftentimes pieces together of things that you may not necessarily understand. So.
That I got married 15-16 years ago now.
There's
so much pressure for
yeah.
you to be like epic.
Be awesome.
when you get married. Like if I just got married and walked up and said, "Hey man, we're having a great time," that's not good enough anymore.
Yeah.
You've got to do some big production that's going to get 100,000 views on YouTube. Otherwise, your wedding is a failure.
Do you think when you get to be, let's say, somebody who's my age? Or people who have been married once or twice shouldn't even bother to have a party. You just, if you want to be married, you just go.
No, party. All parties on the
party. Really?
Are you crazy?
That's all my wedding was about, was the party.
Yeah, you had a nice party. It was not overdone.
Like
no, really,
marriage.
It was.
It was the party.
It was a nice, it really was very nice. Richard's wedding
fun.
Was fine. Yeah, we had fun at your wedding, too. Yeah, it was so hot, though. My God, was it hot. Oof. And Kenny got married. Well, Richie actually got married in Las Vegas, too.
Yep. The official wedding.
They both did.
Yeah.
Get married in Las Vegas.
We were
Vegas.
Both married by Elvis.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
All right, so, Jennifer, you got to get married in Las Vegas.
I've always wanted to be married in a drive-through Elvis wedding chapel.
Really?
Not for, I want like a real wedding, but then I want to do another wedding at the drive-through. Yeah.
And it's the funniest thing you will ever do.
Mm-hmm.
It's
a lot of fun. Yeah, it's good stuff. Apes may be closer to human speech than we realize. Story at DougStefan.com of Coco.
Just listen to our
last world's
segment.
Most intelligent gorilla. He's going to be replacing Rich any day now.
I got news for you. He's been pushing the buttons for the last week.
All right. So this gorilla uses 1,000 signs from American Sign Language to communicate. has gained a very sophisticated understanding of spoken English as well through the help of a group of psychologists and researchers who've been training her for a number of years. There's a study out that we refer to at DougStephan.com suggesting that this ape may be closer to verbal communication than has been thought. This information comes from the Journal of Animal Cognition. The research finds the gorillas may be capable of complex vocal behavior that defies previous beliefs. Traditionally, scientists thought that apes had extremely limited vocal ability, but apparently this postdoctoral researcher at the University of Wisconsin says in something we gleaned off of the Huffington Post, it was thought that they were not able to voluntarily control their vocalizations and also that they were not able to learn new vocalizations outside of their species repertoire. Apparently that is not the case, and this animal, you can click on the story, get the rest of the story at DougStephan.com. This animal is closer, it's sort of like a parrot. This seems more intelligent, frankly, than a parrot. It doesn't seem to me like a parrot.
Yeah, it's not just mimicking.
No, it's just it's thinking.
Right.
This is thoughtful conversation. So that's where we're headed next. Apes will talk. 16 before the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Doug Stephan here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful, all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the buffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with TV host and travel expert Ted Allen. If you're hesitant to go on your dream vacation, you're not alone. In fact, according to a recent Bank of America survey, 72% of Americans aren't taking their dream vacations because they think they're too expensive. Ted Allen, TV host and travel expert.
When it comes to budgeting for any vacation, make sure to plan and research your trip beforehand. Many hotels and resorts offer amazing deals on excursions, especially during the off-season. You can also use a travel rewards card year-round and save up points to offset costs on your next vacation. My favorite is the card I carry myself, the Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards Credit Card. I earn unlimited 1.5 points for every dollar I spend on all purchases. I also love having the flexibility to use my points on more than just flights, like a trip to the Louvre in Paris. Now that's a vacation worth dreaming about.
For information on how to win a dream vacation, visit travelandleisure.com/dreamvacation.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
Don't be a wantrepreneur. If you're ready to become an entrepreneur, Benetrends Financial can help. Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies help real entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically so you can finally purchase that business of your dreams. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends Financial, funding for the life of your business.
46 after the hour, 14 before the new hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and now Karen Dawson joins us. Karen is a certified travel consultant, a master cruise consultant, certified Caribbean specialist, a travel industry executive, and she's here to talk about all of the problems you have experienced, I have experienced, we've all experienced in getting on an airplane, and the stuff, I mean, the not only the TSA stuff, which is mindless baloney in and of itself, but because the airlines have combined, United is two big airlines, Delta is not two big airlines, American is two big airlines, and the two big airlines are too big, Karen, in my estimation. You find all kinds of computer problems, and they're so big that when the computer crashes, it stops. For example, what was it, United last month, everything stopped for 5 hours, right?
So, and this past weekend it was in Washington, D.C., but unfortunately, or fortunately, it wasn't the airline's problem. It was the FAA. It was the air traffic control system.
Right. So, and that was another thing that there's been much publicity about in the last week or 10 days of how the record logs show that these people are, after six and a half hours, the air traffic controllers are fatigued, they're falling asleep. I mean, there are all kinds of things that give you nightmares if you're a frequent flyer like I am, and I'm betting you are.
Yes, that's for sure. But I have great faith in the system, and the exciting news is this: it's a new air traffic control system. It's based on satellites instead of the old radar, which is what we used for years and years. So as I read this article, that they've determined it was just a computer glitch that happened on Saturday, that makes me very happy. That's all it was.
Well, do you believe it? So is that
absolutely? I do. It's a new computer system. Sure, it was implemented in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
They were implementing an update, and those things happen. I think the unfortunate things, when it happens on our own PC at home, it's not a big deal.
Right.
When it happens for thousands of travelers who are traveling in the Washington D.C. area, it's a big deal. But the real frustrating thing is that the airlines didn't know what the problem was. The airport didn't know what the problem was, you know, and so they're ultimately blaming the FAA. And unfortunately, the FAA didn't come out and say anything.
Well,
it's
typical government where they cover their own butts. They're all worried about their own jobs and careers and not what is going to be in for the benefit of the traveling public. The value is here because we're paying for it. We ought to have value, and you don't. You're slaves to these people who are interested in themselves and not interested in what the big picture is.
Well, I think in this case, they're so afraid, and understandably so, with the recent hacking of the IRS and some other, retail stores. I think the FAA was probably trying to be cautious and really investigate what did happen, and we've got to be careful what we say so not to alarm people. So from that perspective, I understand, but it would have been good if they could have at least issued something that said, gee, we have a computer glitch, we're working on it, and we're going to get you up and running as fast as we can. If they had said something, but unfortunately they didn't say anything until after it was fixed. So that's the problem.
Well, that's so
and
typical.
The airlines do not respond.
And the airlines sometimes, depending on the training, I think, what I want to know when we're traveling, I want to hear the pilot talk about what's going on. I want to know where we are,
exactly.
What's going on.
Right.
And
right.
They're only required to speak on takeoff and as they get ready to land. So that's what most of them do, is just what they're required to do. And it's
right.
Usually non-informative foolishness that's a promotion for the airline instead of really getting to the... I mean, we all love to ride with a guy who says, look out on the right-hand side. You can see the Grand Canyon. You see that
right.
Waterfall down there? You know, I fell down over the tree with my wife. You know, something like that. We're not required to have, in order to have a good flight, to have that sort of thing. What we are required, the air traffic control system, as you said,
right.
has been updated. It's been 30 years in the making. There has been there have been complaints for 30 years from pilots and airlines that the system
right.
was outdated and needed to be updated.
Right.
But because Congress raided all the money in the airline trust fund, it's taken them this
right.
long to make it work. So I think that needs to be
exactly.
clear. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So I'm thrilled that we finally got a new system.
New system. All right. Well, thank you for updating us on that. A lot of people, I think, didn't know there was a new air traffic control system. So that brings us around to thinking, all right, maybe the travel would be easier. Now we can just get rid of the TSA. We'll be all happy, or those of us who are travelers. Karen Dawson, a travel consultant here on Good Day. It's 51 after the hour.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's Tech Talk time on Good Day. That means we're going to be joined in a moment by Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, with a focus on amazing Amazon. Is it as amazing as it may seem? Apparently outside it is. Inside, it's a question and a half. So we'll talk about that and whether it's something you should care about if you're doing business with Amazon. Up next here on Good Day.
Today on App Check with Placer, push a button to save your location. To get there again or share with friends, use a map, compass, or GPS. Add to your collection.
I'll be back.
Placer.
It's a hit.
Fall in love with your free 7-piece Lancome gift only at Macy's. Receive Advanced Genifique plus other skincare and makeup favorites and a cosmetics bag with any $35 or more Lancome purchase. Spend $70 or more and pick an additional trio while supplies last. Visit your Macy's Lancome counter today.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This punchy 6-time All-Star is the only player to record 500 hits with 4 different teams. He's most identified with the Mets, where he helped them win the 1973 National League pennant.
Down the hit and run stop, getting a good pitch, an off-speed pitch, one that he can weigh down and handle.
So where is Rusty Staub now? Rusty opened 2 restaurants in New York City, both of which have since closed. In 2006, he published a children's book called Hello, Mr. Met. Rusty also founded the New York Police and Fire Widows and Children's Benefit Fund, which raises money for the families of police and firefighters killed in the line of duty.
If they're interested in giving money to policemen and firemen families, we're the real deal.
Rusty Staub, a hit on and off the field. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Greg Stebbins here on Good Day with Amazon in the news. Some pretty unpleasant reviews of their work culture. What are we to believe?
Well,
and why does it make a difference,
I guess? Well, I think, you know, anytime you have, first of all, this was a very extensively researched story in the New York Times. They say they spoke to over 100 employees and former employees. And then many Amazon employees, and the picture that they paint, frankly, it sort of reminds me of Charles Dickens' England, you know. I mean, it's a terrible place. You know, one quote is
there.
Yeah, I mean, one quote was, I've seen every one of my coworkers cry at their desk.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's not where I want to work. Many Amazon employees and former employees lashing back and saying this is nothing like the place I worked, or it used to be a pretty bad place to work and it's changed. I do think it's important, though, because this is a technology trend that could continue for all companies. Amazon is all about data, and they're using data to extract the most from employees. That nobody disputes. The end result is, are people crying or are people empowered by the ability to do their best? And companies learn from other companies about what a proper workplace should be like.
Yeah.
So if we don't rise up.
Yeah, but what's a callous environment? I think that we have entitled so many people in this country. I mean, come on. At some point in time, I think I saw a survey that basically the average worker spends 64% of his time that he's being paid for working for the boss. The rest of it is screwing off, doing stuff that has nothing to do, personal things, whatever, that has nothing to do with what they're being paid to do.
Well, but I think this is exactly why this is an important story. I'm not saying Amazon is wrong here. I think it's shocking the picture that the New York Times paints versus the picture that employees and ex-employees, others are painting. But I think it's important to get to the bottom of it so that the workplace is not either negatively or positively influenced by what appears to be untrue.
One of the things that you can always count on from the New York Times is there's an axe to grind. So let's not go too far without finding out who is responsible for this, for what is it, goring the axe or whatever the expression is. There's always, at the Times, always a reason for something like this. Meanwhile, other things that are of interest, people are learning how to unsend an email. What happens? We had a story at DougStefan.com a bit ago about, I found it fascinating. How do you unsend an email?
Well, so the first thing you have to understand is the way that these programs work is they don't send the email as you're normally accustomed to sending and receiving them.
Mm-hmm.
They actually save them in a special format. So when the person gets the email, they know something strange or different is going on, but it does enable you to unsend it. And if that's important to you, it's something to investigate. There's lots of apps in Gmail that will enable you to do this.
Apps in Gmail that will allow you to unsend an email that you might have wished after you sent it. 59 after. Good information as usual from Greg Stebbin, tech editor at Men's Health Magazine.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves with the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.